Let's now talk about a new verb, a verb which is about movement. And this verb is the verb to go. The verb to go ends again in mas, and it is ikimasu.
Ikimasu.
And if you want an image for remembering that, I'm picky about where I go. So it rhymes with picky, iki, ikimasu. I'm picky about where I go. So I go.
Ikimasu.
And I will go.
Ikimasu.
Ikimasu.
So again, ikimasu, as all the other mas verbs, covers now and it covers the future. And if you wanted to then say, I don't go, you would say,
ikimasen.
Ikimasen.
And won't you go?
Ikimasenka.
Ikimasenka.
And if you then want to make the suggestions, shall we go?
Ikimashouka.
Ikimashouka.
And let's go.
Ikimashou.
Ikimashou.
Now, if you want to talk about the place that you're going to, let's talk about some places. The capital of Japan is
Tokyo.
Tokyo. In Japanese, it's pronounced Tokyo.
Tokyo.
And the capital of England is London, which in Japanese is pronounced London.
London.
So, how would you say London?
London.
And Tokyo?
Tokyo.
And Mickey will say them both again.
London. Tokyo.
And a big city in the States is New York, which in Japanese is pronounced
New York.
And as well as Tokyo, London, New York, let's also look at the word for Japan. The word for Japan is Nihon. And it comes from two words. Ni is part of the word for day and also means the sun, because the sun, the rising and setting of the sun, defines the day. And then hon means a root, as in the root of a tree, but also the root of something like the source of a river. So to the ancient Asian people, Japan was the root or the source of the sun, i.e. the place where the sun starts or rises. And this is why you hear Japan referred to as the land of the rising sun. So those two words together come to mean the word Japan, Nihon.
Nihon.
If you want to say that you go somewhere, the order is the place to go. So I go to a place in English is absolutely reversed and you have place to go. The marker for to, or the word for to, as in go to a place, is ni.
Ni.
So you will say, Tokyo to I go. Tokyo ni ikimasu.
Tokyo ni ikimasu.
So if you want to say, I go to London, you're going to have the order London to I go. How would you do that?
London ni ikimasu.
London ni ikimasu.
And if you want to go to New York, New York, how would you say New York to I go?
New York ni ikimasu.
New York ni ikimasu.
And I go to Japan. Japan being ni and hon added together, Nihon.
Nihon ni ikimasu.
Nihon ni ikimasu.
And you want to ask the question, will you go to Japan?
Nihon ni ikimasen. No, ikimasuka.
Nihon ni ikimasuka.
And you're going to say, no, I'm going to New York.
Iie, New York ni ikimasu.
Iie, New York ni ikimasu.
Now you want to make a suggestion. Shall we go to Japan?
Nihon ni ikimashou.
Nihon ni ikimashou ka.
And you say, no, let's go to London.
Iie, London ni ikimashou.
Iie, London ni ikimashou.
We can pause. pull in some time expressions again. The order now can be the time expression, then the place, and then ikimasu. Or equally, you could say the place first with the marker ni too. Then you can say the time expression, and then you can say ikimasu. So, London ni ashita ikimasu, or ashita London ni ikimasu. You might find it easier simply to put the time expression at the beginning, as you've been accustomed to, but to make you aware that both is acceptable in Japanese and that the sentence order with a few rules is fairly loose. So how would you say I go to London every day?
London ni, 毎日 London ni ikimasu.
毎日 London ni ikimasu.
And in fact, as you started with, you could do that. You could start with London ni and then every day and then ikimasu. London to, every day I go. How would you say that?
London ni 毎日 ikimasu.
London ni 毎日 ikimasu.
The important thing here is that as long as the place that you're saying has got the ni after it, then the time expression can come before or after it. As long as you've got your little markers in the right place, then you can change that sentence order, but you need the verb at the end. I go to London every day with him. Again, thinking about sentence order, you can say with him every day to London I go, or you can swap it as we did before and say every day with him to London I go. How would you say that? I go to London with him every day.
彼とロンドンに毎日行きます。
彼とロンドンに毎日行きます。
We can vary the sentence order here, but the markers need to be in the right place. So, how would you say, sometimes I go to New York?
時々ニューヨークに行きます。
時々ニューヨークに行きます。
Sometimes I go to New York with her.
彼女と時々ニューヨークに行きます。
彼女と時々ニューヨークに行きます。
And bringing in the negative now. Tomorrow I'm not going to Tokyo.
明日東京に行きません。
明日東京に行きません。
The Tokyo, although we anglicize it, say it in an English way, it has two long sounds to it, so it's Tokyo. If we wanted to extend that sentence, so tomorrow I'm not going to Tokyo, I'm going to London.
明日東京に行きません。ロンドンに行きます。
明日東京に行きません。ロンドンに行きます。
And how would you say, shall we go to Japan?
日本に行きましょうか。
And if you then wanted to add a time frame to it, so shall we go to Tokyo tomorrow?
東京に明日行きましょうか。
東京に明日行きましょうか。
And it's perfectly fine to say 明日東京に行きましょうか。So you can do it either way. And if you wanted to say no, let's go to New York.
いえ、ニューヨークに行きましょうか。
And it's let's go, so...
Oh, 行きましょう。
いえ、ニューヨークに行きましょう。
And let's go to New York tonight.
今晩、ニューヨークに行きましょう。
今晩、ニューヨークに行きましょう。
And with him, we've fitted in with him to that. So let's go to New York tonight with him.
彼と今晩、ニューヨークに行きましょう。
Good.
彼と今晩、ニューヨークに行きましょう。
And if we bring in our reasons for going somewhere, coming back to から. So I like it, therefore, let's go to London. How would you say that?
好きですから、ロンドンに行きましょう。
好きですから、ロンドンに行きましょう。
And another reason, it's interesting, therefore, let's go to Japan.
面白いです。から、日本に行きましょう。
面白いですから、日本に行きましょう。
We've been using three words, this, that, and that over there. これ、それ、あれ。And you'll have noticed that they form a rhyming triplet, and they start with the sounds こ、そ、and あ。And we've also added the which word to those, どれ。So the Japanese often find it useful to see those as a group,that start with the sounds ko, so, a, do. Now, we can then apply that same rule, ko, so, a, do, this, that, that over there, which, to a new word, which means this place. The new word ends in ko, so you can think of the final ko as meaning place. And if you wanted to say this place, you apply this ko, so, a, do rule,to the word ko, meaning place. So how would you expect this place to sound?
Koko.
Koko. So it's the ko for this, and it's the ko for place, come together to make this place koko. That place then, how would you expect that to sound?
Soko.
That's right. So it's the so of that and the ko of place coming together.When you then move on to that place over there, you use soko and you add the a to the front of that. So how would you expect that place over there to sound?
Asoko.
That's right. So Mickey's going to say all those three for us.
Koko, soko, asoko.
So this place?
Koko.
That place?
Soko.
And that place over there.
Asoko.
So now, instead of talking about specific places, as we have been doing, we can say, I go to this place, I go to that place. Using the same sentence order, the same little marker, ni, coming after the place. Just as we have done with Tokyo, London, New York, and Japan. So how would you say...I go to this place.
Koko ni ikimasu.
Koko ni ikimasu.
Make sure that ikimasu has a e sound.
Ikimasu.
That's right. And how would you say I go to that place?
Soko ni ikimasu.
Soko ni ikimasu.
And I go to that place over there.
Asoko.に行きます。
あそこに行きます。
There's also a further meaning to soko. Soko there is also a place that neither the person speaking or the person listening can see. So if you're talking about New York when you're in London, then you would refer to New York as soko. Soko に行きます。I go there. It's a place that neither of you can see. Koko, soko, あそこ。This place, that place over there. Also, the meanings here, there, over there are fine as well for this. So, if you were to say, I will go here, how would you say that?
ここに行きます。
ここに行きます。
And I will go there?
そこに行きます。
そこに行きます。
I will go here tonight.
今晩ここに行きます。
今晩ここに行きます。
You could also put the time expression after the ここに as well. I will go here tonight and I will go there tomorrow.
今晩ここに行きます。
そして I will go there tomorrow.
そこ そこに明日行きます。
今晩ここに行きます。そしてそこに明日行きます。
And what if you wanted to make a suggestion? Shall we go there tomorrow? How would you say that?
そこに行きます。そこに明日行きましょうか。
そこに明日行きましょうか。
And you'd answer simply, yes, let's go.
はい、行きましょう。
はい、行きましょう。
And maybe you disagree. No, let's go tonight.
いいえ、今晩行きましょう。
いいえ、今晩行きましょう。
The word for work is 仕事. And when you make it into a verb, I do work, how do you say it?
仕事をします.
You can also see the word work, 仕事, as a destination, as a place that you go to. So you can say, I go to work. How would you say that?
仕事を?
Now, we've been using...or after the item. But with 行きます, it's a verb which has a movement in it. You go somewhere. And in Japanese, you go to somewhere. And that marker to is ni. So you drop the o and you just use ni. So I go to work.
仕事に行きます。
仕事に行きます。
And our word order, work to work.I go. So, to is ni in Japanese. And I go to work every day would be
毎日仕事に行きます。
毎日仕事に行きます。
I'm not going to work tomorrow.
明日仕事に行きません。
明日仕事に行きません。
The word for sleepy in Japanese is 眠い. And if you want a image to remember that, I get sleepy but never moody. 眠い, 眠い. So sleepy is
眠い.
眠い.
眠い is an adjective. It's a describing word. It describes that you're feeling sleepy.And with describing words, we've had 面白い and 美味しい and 好き, and we've put a word at the end to say it is interesting or I like it. 好きです. It is interesting would be
面白いです.
So in the same way, if you want to say I am sleepy, you are still using that same word to say it. So des is covering the whole...of the verb to be, I am, it is, they are. So if you want to say, I am sleepy, you would say,
眠いです。
眠いです。
And if you want to ask the question, are you sleepy? How would you say that?
眠いですか?
眠いですか?
Now if we want to bring 眠い in as a reason for doing or not doing something, then we want to say, I am sleepy,Therefore, how would we do that?
眠いですから。
眠いですから。
And I'm sleepy, therefore I won't watch TV.
眠いですから、テレビを見ません。
眠いですから、テレビを見ません。
And I'm sleepy tonight, therefore I won't watch TV.
今晩、眠いですから、見ません。No. テレビを見ません。
今晩、眠いですから、テレビを見ません。
And I'm sleepy tonight, so I won't go to work. How would you say that?
今晩、眠いですから、仕事に行きません。
今晩、眠いですから仕事に行きません。
And if you want to say, I'm sleepy tonight, so I won't go to work tomorrow, keeping our time expressions at the beginning of each section of that, I'm sleepy tonight, therefore tomorrow I won't go to work. How would you say that?
今晩 眠いですから明日仕事に行きます。
I won't go.
行きません。
今晩眠いですから明日仕事に行きません。
And I go to work every day. Every day I go to work. Therefore, I'm sleepy.
毎日仕事に行きますから眠いです。
毎日仕事に行きますから眠いです。
The word in Japanese for but is が。
が。
So you use it in the same way as you would English. You say the first part of the sentence, the が in the middle, and then the second part. If you want to pause a little bit, say the が and then pause. So if we had two parts of a sentence which we're going to contrast, I go to Tokyo every day. How would you say that?
毎日東京に行きます。
毎日東京に行きます。
Tomorrow, I will go to New York.
明日、ニューヨークに行きます。
明日、ニューヨークに行きます。
To link those two sentences together, you can put が in the middle. So you'd be saying, I go to Tokyo every day, but tomorrow I'll go to New York. When you contrast two pieces of information in this way, you need to highlight the contrast. So the first part of the sentence would be, 毎日東京に行きますが、but 明日はニューヨークに行きます。This は will come up again later on, but this は used here is a contrast. It shows you that I do something every day, but tomorrow I'm doing something different. Now in English, we would put the emphasis on the tomorrow. It would be like underlining it if we were reading it in text, or we would just put an emphasis on it. But tomorrow, I'm going to New York. The wa takes on that role. You can almost think of a wa as being a highlighter pen that's highlighting the tomorrow. It's following the tomorrow and highlighting it, saying, I do this every day, but tomorrow, I'm going to do this. So when you put the wa in, you're making it clear that you're contrasting what you normally do, if you like, with what you're going to do tomorrow. Or whichever time expression it happens to be. It could be tonight, tomorrow, but it takes a wa after it. So how would you say, every day I go to Tokyo, but...
毎日東京に行きますか?
毎日東京に行きますが。
Tomorrow, I'm going to New York, and I've highlighted that with my wa. Tomorrow, wa, I'll go to New York.
明日はニューヨークに行きます。
明日はニューヨークに行きます。
So, every day I go to Tokyo, but tomorrow I'll go to New York.
毎日東京に行きますが、明日はニューヨークに行きます。
毎日東京に行きますが、明日はニューヨークに行きます。
Make sure that you're distinguishing between か, which is your spoken question mark, and が, which is the but. How would you say, I go to work every day, but I'm not going tomorrow? Now you're going to be saying, I go to work every day, but, and then tomorrow I'm not going. So you're highlighting tomorrow by following it.With wa. So I go to work every day, but.
毎日仕事に行きますが?
I'm not going tomorrow.
明日は行きます?
Not.
行きません。
Good.
毎日仕事に行きますが、明日は行きません。
Let's just take that one step further. Let's say, I go to work every day, but because I'm tired, I'm not going tomorrow. Now we need to break that one down. So, I go to work every day, but...
毎日仕事に行きますか?
I'm tired, therefore...
ね、眠いですから?
I'm not going tomorrow. Tomorrow...
明日は行きません。
毎日仕事に行きますが、眠いですから、明日は行きません。
眠いです means sleepy, but in English it can also take on that meaning of tired as well. Now, I go to work every day, but I'm tired, therefore I'm relaxing tomorrow. We came across this word, relax, which is an English word, slightly elongated to fit Japanese pronunciation. Rirakusu wo shimasu. So, I go to work every day, but...
毎日仕事行きます。
I go to work.
Oh, yes. 毎日仕事に行きますか?
I'm sleepy, therefore...
眠いですから。
I am relaxing tomorrow. Tomorrow...
明日は
I'm relaxing.
Relaxu をします。
毎日仕事に行きますが、眠いですから、明日はリラックスをします。
We've been using the words 彼、he, 彼女、she, and we use them with と。So, 彼と with him, 彼女と with her. So, we discuss the fact that it's he and she or him and her, depending on what's following it. So, if you were to say, I will go with her, how would you say that?
彼女と行きます。
彼女と行きます。
I will go to work with her.
彼女と仕事に行きます。
And your 彼女, just give it, make sure the 彼女,
彼女。彼女と仕事に行きます。
That's right.
彼女と仕事に行きます。
And if you wanted to make a suggestion, shall we go to work with him? With him.
彼と仕事に行きますか? 行きましょうか?
彼と仕事に行きましょうか?
Now let's talk about は. We've used は when we were contrasting a but sentence. Every day I do this, but tomorrow. And we used it after 明日は as a kind of highlighter. As well as this, は flags up the person that does an action.In a sentence. So far we've talked about the item. We've talked about コーヒー or 飲みます. I drink coffee. We haven't said I, she or he because we've also pointed out that in Japanese that doesn't need to be said unless you need to make it clear who is doing the action. So in situations where you do need to make it clear who's doing the action, that is flagged up with this marker.Wa. We now know two words, she and he, that we can use in a sentence. If we want to make it clear and say he or she, we would say 彼は. And the wa is telling us who is doing the action, or in some cases, what is doing the action. So if we wanted to say he eats, how would you say that?
彼は食べます。
彼は食べます。
And she eats.
彼女。
And then our marker.
彼女は
eats.
食べます。
彼女は食べます。
And how would you say he goes?
彼は行きます。
彼は行きます。
And she goes.
彼女は行きます。
彼女は行きます。
We don't have to say he and she, except if we need to make it clear. Where we need to make it clear, then he, she will be followed by wa. It flags up and it tells us that this is the person doing the action. So if you wanted to say he goes to Japan and make it clear that he goes to Japan, how would you say it?
彼は日本に行きます。
彼は日本に行きます。
And she goes to London.
彼女はロンドンに行きます。
彼女はロンドンに行きます。
With the time expression and the person who's doing the action, you can either say the time expression first, you can say 明日彼は、tomorrow he, or you can say he tomorrow 彼は明日。So it's interchangeable. How would you say he goes to work tomorrow?
明日彼は仕事に行きます。
明日彼は仕事に行きます。
And he goes to work every day.
毎日彼は仕事に行きます。
毎日彼は仕事に行きます。
And if we pull in our reasons now, he's sleepy, so he's not going to work tonight. Now, when you say this, once you've established the he, the 彼は, you don't need to say it again. So you're only going to be saying it once at the beginning of the sentence. So he's tired, so he's not going to work tonight.
彼は眠いですから、今晩仕事に行きません。
彼は眠いですから、今晩仕事に行きません。
So unlike English where we say he, she all the time, in Japanese we only need to say it to clarify who's doing the action. Once we know who's doing the action, we don't need to carry on saying it. So,How would you say, she's sleepy, so she's watching TV tonight?
彼女は眠いですから、今晩テレビを見ます。
彼女は眠いですから、今晩テレビを見ます。
We've looked at the words for here, there, over there.The word for here is
ここ.
And there?
そこ.
And over there?
あそこ.
There's a fourth word in this group. It's the word for where. Following on from the pattern that you know with this, that, that over there, and which, what do you expect where to be?
どこ.
どこ?
And when you use どこ, where, you still need the little marker, に. So, where to do you go? Like the old English, whither do you go? Where to? So, if you were to say, where to do you go? How would you say that?
どこに行きますか? 行きますか?
どこに行きますか?
And you were to then answer, I'm going to London. All you're doing is taking the どこ out, putting the London in. So how would you say I'm going to London?
ロンドンに行きます。
ロンドンに行きます。
And if you wanted to ask where is she going and you want to clarify who she is, first of all say she and then your question, where going to?Where to going? So she, where to going?
彼女はどこに行きますか?
彼女は どこに行きますか?
And again, you're using the wa because you're showing who is doing the action. 彼女は。And if you wanted to say, where is he going?
彼はどこに行きます? 行きますか?
彼はどこに行きますか?
And if you then wanted to say, she is going here.So you want to say the word she. She is going here.
彼女はここに行きます。
彼女はここに行きます。
And he is going there.
彼はそこに行きます。行きます。
Yeah.
彼はそこに行きます。
So the word for where is どこ?How would you say, where is it?
どこですか?
どこですか?
So you can attach どこ with des, put a cat at the end, and you've got the question, どこですか? We've been looking at mass verbs and looking at ways that you can manipulate them and change them. You can take off a mass and add something. You can take off mass and say, masenka, won't you? Or masho.Let's, or mashoka, shall we? We're now going to add another ending. This ending is tai des. Tai des. Tai des is a verb ending that gives the meaning I want. It literally means want is tai des. And to use it, you take off the mass and you replace it with tai des.It's not something you can use by itself. You need to attach it to a verb. So if you want to say, I want to eat, how would you do that? Taking off the mass and adding tai des. I want to eat.
食べたいです。
食べたいです。
And if you wanted to say, I want to drink?
飲みたいです。
飲みたいです。
And...I want to read.
読みたいです。
読みたいです。
And if you want to then add the item, you keep everything in the same order as you've done all along. So if you wanted to say, I want to play tennis.
テニスをしたいです。
テニスをしたいです。
I want to eat this.
これ食べたいです。
And you need your little marker.
これを食べたいです。
Right. これを食べたいです。
I want to drink that.
それを飲みたいです。
それを飲みたいです。
And then we can bring in our time expressions at the beginning. This evening, I want to watch TV.
今晩テレビを見またいです。
見ます。見
Don't you drop the mass?
That's right. So take off the mass and what do you have?
Omitai desu.
Yes.
今晩テレビを見たいです。
Tomorrow, I want to go to Tokyo.
明日東京に行きたいです。
明日東京に行きたいです。
You can also ask questions. Tai desu is talking about things that I want to do.You can't make assumptions in Japanese about things that other people want to do. So you can't say, he wants to do. For the Japanese, that's deciding that you know what somebody wants and you don't. So you use tai desu for yourself, I want to do. But you can also ask questions, do you want to do? So you can speak to the second person, you. So you could say, how would you say, what do you want to drink? Think of a nanny who looks after children.
Nanny を飲みたいですか?
何を飲みたいですか?
And what do you want to buy?
何を買いたいですか?
何を買いたいですか?
What do you want to do?
何をしですか? したいですか?
Good.
何をしたいですか?
And we can also bring in our question word, which. It was one of the group, kore, sore, are. And what is which?
Dore.
Dore. So, which do you want to buy?
Dore o kaitai desu ka?
Dore o kaitai desu ka?
And which do you want to drink?
Dore o nomitai desu ka?
Dore o nomitai desu ka?
And our question word where, which is part of our group, koko, soko, asoko, and
doko.
So, where do you want to go?
Doko ni ikitai desu ka?
Doko ni ikitai desu ka?
Let's bring in kara when we give reasons. So, I want to drink beer, therefore.
Biru o nomitai desu kara.
Biru o nomitai desu kara.
I want to drink beer, therefore, let's go to a hotel. The word for hotel is from the English, hotaru. So, I want to drink beer, therefore, let's go to a hotel.
Biru o nomitai desu kara. Hotelu o ikitai desu.
You're going to the hotel, so rather than o, which marker would you use?
Oh, ni.
Ni. And when we say let's, we take off the mas, replace it with masho.
Hotel ni ikimasho.
Hotelu.
Hotelu.
Biru o nomitai desu kara. Hotelu ni ikimasho.
Yes, let's.
Hai, ikimasho.
Hai. Ikimashou.
Yes, certainly. We talked about Zen certainly heals.
Hai, zehi.
Hai, zehi.
We've looked at the word why, doshite. And now let's ask that question. Why do you want to go to a hotel?
Doshite hotelu ni ikitai desu ka?
Doushite hotelu ni ikitai desu ka?
And you want to give your reason, because I want to drink beer.
Kara? Oh no, that comes at the end.
Good. So, I want to drink beer, therefore.
Biru o nomi desu ka?
I want nomi...
Nomitai desu.
Because...
Kara.
Biru o nomitai desu kara.
Or another reason, because I'm tired. Because I'm sleepy.
Nemui desu kara.
Nemui desu kara.
Let's bring back in our words for here, there, and over there. Here was...
Koko.
There...
Soko.
And over there.
Asoko.
Right. So now you want to ask the question, why do you want to go there?
Dore?
Dore is which.
Okay.
And why is...
Doushite. Doushite asoko ni...
Want to go.
Ikitai desu.
And a question?
Ka.
Good. And when you say asoko, you're actually saying, why do you want to go over there? Which is a correct sentence. But if you wanted to say, why do you want to go there?
That's just soko.
Soko.
Doushite soko ni ikitai desu ka?
Doushite soko ni ikitai desu ka?
And you give your reason. Because I want to watch a film.
Eiga o mitai desu kara.
Eiga o mitai desu kara.
Let's look at the word where, the question word where, which is?
Doko.
Doko. So, the question, where are you going? Where to are you going?
Doko ni ikimasu ka?
Doko ni ikimasu ka?
I'm going to Tokyo.
Tokyo ni ikimasu.
Tokyo ni ikimasu.
And... Why are you going to Tokyo? Why Tokyo to are you going?
どうして東京に行きますか?
どうして東京に行きますか?
In Japan, you get lots and lots of department stores. There's a very famous one called Mitsukoshi. And the word for department store in Japanese is a shortened version of our word. The word is Departo. So the word for department store?
Departo.
Departo.
And if you want to talk about Mitsukoshi, Mitsukoshi Departo. So we've asked the question, why are you going to Tokyo? Because I want to go to Mitsukoshi Department Store.
Mitsukoshi Departo ni ikitai desu kara.
Mitsukoshi Departo ni ikitai desu kara.
Where are you going tomorrow? Tomorrow...Where are you going?
Konban?
Tomorrow, the ash and the tar.
Oh, yes. Ashita doko ni ikimasu ka?
Ashita doko ni ikimasu ka?
I'm going to New York.
New York ni ikimasu.
New York ni ikimasu.
Why are you going there?
Soko...No, why first?
Yeah.
どうしてそこに行きたいですか?
That is a correct sentence, which is saying, why do you want to go there? But if you just wanted to say, why are you going there?
どうしてそこに行きますか?
どうしてそこに行きますか?
Because I want to work.
仕事をしたいですから。
仕事をしたいですから。
Where are you going?
どこに行きますか?
どこに行きますか?
I'm going to Japan.
日本に行きます。
And with the 日本, with the ho sound, make it very pure. So, 日本。
日本に行きます。
日本に行きます。
Why are you going there?
どうしてそこに行きますか?
どうしてそこに行きますか?
Because I want to drink delicious sake. Sake is the Japanese rice wine, and you get a huge variety of it in Japan, and you get lots of different grades of sake and some very, very delicious sake you can drink there. So, because I want to drink delicious sake,
飲みたいです。
And how would you bring in the sake? Your item?
Oh, the item first.
Good.
Sake ni.
With sake, the marker.
Oh, it's o.
Good.
Sake o. Oh, should I have said oshi sake?
That's right. Yeah. So you put the delicious before the sake.
Oshi sake.
And with delicious, oishi.
Oishi sake o.飲みたいですから。
Good.
おいしい酒を飲みたいですから。
We've learnt the verb to buy. The verb to buy is...
買います。
買います。And I want to buy a comic book. How would you say that?
漫画を買いたいです。
漫画を買いたいです。
Because I want to buy a comic book, I'm going to the department store. How would you say that?
Comic book to buy because.
Good. And then, that's right.
So I don't put the because first?
No, you don't. So, whereas in English we can say because first, we've been learning that in Japanese you say, I want to buy a comic book therefore. So, because I want to buy a comic book.
Manga o kaimasu.Kara.
And because I want to buy a comic book.
Oh, manga o kaitai desu kara.
I'm going to the department store.
Departo ni ikimasu.
Good.
Manga o kaitai desu kara. Departo ni ikimasu.
And Because I want to buy a camera, shall we go to the department store?
カメラを買いたいですから、デパートに行きましょうか?
カメラを買いたいですから、デパートに行きましょうか?
Tomorrow, I want to eat sushi, so shall we go to a hotel?
明日、寿司を食べたいですから。
Shall we go to a hotel?
Hotel に行きましょうか?
Good. And
hotel に行きましょうか?
明日寿司を食べたいですから、ホテルに行きましょうか?
One of our recent verbs, します。We learned had two meanings.Do, as in do work, and play, as in play sports. It can also have the meaning make. For example, make a phone call. The word for phone in Japanese is denwa. Think about dentists having white phones. Denwa. Dentists, white phones. Denwa. So how would you say phone?
Denwa.
Denwa.
AndHow would you say make a phone call? Now, you, in English we add the word call, but in Japanese you're literally saying make a phone or do a phone. How would you say that in Japanese?
電話をします。
電話をします。
So, I make a phone call would be?
電話をします。
電話をします。
He makes a phone call when you want to make it clear who he is.
彼は電話をします。
彼は電話をします。
And I make a phone call with her.
彼女とは。
No, you're right, と, because it's with her.
彼女と電話をします。
彼女と電話をします。
And it's 彼女と, we don't need a wa, because she isn't the person, the main person doing the action. So it's 彼女と, it's with her. So I make a phone call with her. 彼女と電話をします。We use 彼は, because 彼, he, is the person making the phone call. And we're making it clear that it's he who is making the phone call. So we're saying he.We don't always have to say he in Japanese, but in this case, we want to make it clear. And when we want to make it clear, we use kare and we put wa to flag up who it is that's doing the action. But when we say with her or with him, we're using a different marker. We say kare to, kanajo to. And in those cases, they're not the people doing the action, so we don't need wa. We've used the marker ni after a place.London ni, to London. Tokyo ni, to Tokyo. Ni also can be used to mean to a person. So we can make a phone call to a person. If I make a phone call to her, I would say 彼女に. And I would put to her before the verb. So I'd put to her phone call I make. So I make a phone call to her.Would be
彼女に電話をします。
彼女に電話をします。
And I make a phone call to him.
彼に電話をします。
彼に電話をします。
And 彼、彼女 means he, she, or if it has に after it or と after it, he and she change to him.And her. And if we bring in our masho, let's make a phone call to her.
彼女に電話をしましょう。
彼女に電話をしましょう。
And if we want to make a suggestion, shall we make a phone call to him?
彼とに。
And
no.
We're making a phone call to him, not with him.
彼。
And the marker, the ni marker, will always come after the object or the item or the person that it's talking about. So, him to.
So it's kare to ni.
And we don't need to because we're not saying with him, we're saying to him. It's kare to is with him, kare ni is to him. Shall we make a phone call to him?
Kare ni denwa o shimashou.
Kare ni denwa o shimashou ka.
And if you want to bring in your time expression, you can bring that in at the beginning. So if you want to say, shall we make a phone call to him tonight? You can say tonight to him, phone call shall we make, or to him tonight, phone call shall we make. So shall we make a phone call to him tonight?
Konban kare ni denwa o shimashou ka?
Konban kare ni denwa o shimashou ka?
And let's make a phone call to him tonight.
Konban kare ni denwa o shimashou.
Konban kare ni denwa o shimashou.
And if we bring in the negative of mas is
masen.
So I don't or I won't, depending on whether it's now or the future. So if we say I don't make a phone call, how would we say that?
Denwa o shimasen.
Denwa o shimasen.
And I won't make a phone call to him.
Kare ni denwa o shimasen.
Kare ni denwa o shimasen.
I won't make a phone call to him tonight.
Konban kare ni denwa o shimasen.
Konban kare ni denwa o shimasen.
We can bring in our reasons as well. We had the reason I'm sleepy, which is
nemui desu.
So perhaps we want to say, because I'm sleepy, I won't phone her tonight. How would we do that?
Nemui desu kara kanojo ni denwa o shimasen.
If you'd said kanojo wa, then it's she who's making the phone call. By saying kanojo ni, you're saying I'll phone to her.
Nemui desu kara kanojo ni denwa o shimasen.
In English, we can say our reason in two ways. We can say, because I'm sleepy, I won't phone her tonight. And we can say, I'm sleepy, therefore I won't phone her tonight. But each time in Japanese, the reason is said first, then kara, and then the result. I want to phone him. How would you say I want to phone him?
Kare to?
And I want to phone to him.
Kare ni denwa o shimasu.
And I want to phone him.
Kare ni denwa o shitai desu.
Kare ni denwa o shitai desu.
We've used the word but, ga. You can use that now to say why you're not doing something. I want to phone him, but I'm sleepy. When we do the but phrases, we can think of two parts to the sentence with the but in the middle. So, I want to phone him, but is your first part. I'm sleepy.
Right, so it's him, phone, I want.
That's right. Him, to.
Him, to, phone, I want.
I want. But.
But. Kare ni denwa o shitai desu. Ga. Is that but?
Good.
Ga.
I'm sleepy.
Nemui desu.
Yeah.
Kare ni denwa o shitai desu ga nemui desu.
I want to phone him, but I'm sleepy, so I won't phone him tonight.
Kare ni denwa o shitai desu ga 眠いですから、今晩彼に電話をしません。
彼に電話をしたいですが、眠いですから、今晩彼に電話をしません。
And with 彼に, you've said it at the beginning, you've said, I want to phone him. 彼に電話をしたいですか? So you don't need to say 彼に in the second phrase. It's okay if you do. So 今晩彼に電話をしません. But you don't need to repeat it once it's established who it is you're phoning to. And the simple question, will you phone her tonight?
Can no Johnny 電話?
And if you want to get tonight in, can no Johnny?
So I could put that first.
Yeah.
今晩 can no Johnny 電話をします.
And it's a question. Good.
今晩彼女に電話をしますか?
No, because I'm sleepy.
いいえ、眠いですから。
When you say no, make sure it's a long E. いいえ。
いいえ、眠いですから。
And bringing in the question word why. The question word why is...
どうして?
どうして? How would you say, why won't you phone him tonight?
どうして?彼に電話?Or, no, I need to put 今晩 right at the beginning.
You can be quite flexible with the sentence order, as long as you've got the verb coming at the end.
Right.
電話をしませんか? As long as you've got that verb coming at the end, then you can say the time expression, the question word, and the to him.
In any order.
Can go in any order. So however it comes out as you say it is fine, as long as you've got 電話をしませんか? At the end. So...Why won't you phone him tonight?
どうして今晩彼に電話をしませんか?
どうして今晩彼に電話をしませんか?
Because I'm going to work.
仕事に行きますから。
仕事に行きますから。